The midterm election is upon us. Lots of people have dug into where candidates stand on education or healthcare issues. This morning, WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz visits a class at Alverno College where students are learning about a different topic, climate change. Some told Susan that their votes would be influenced by the global issue for the first time.
Chris Young teaches biology at Alverno College on Milwaukee's southwest side. This semester, Young is leading an elective course on climate change, a course he offers every year or so. Right now, his 16 students are sharing thoughts about articles they've read in his class dealing with climate change impacts. Young asks them to describe their relationship to the global issue.
I'm looking forward to hearing what you talked about a little bit in your groups.
So we shouldn't just rely on the government? Because policy change, we can't do that on an individual level.
Young describes this batch of students as the most engaged and eager to discuss the complexities of climate change of any class over the years. Yet many students said before walking into this classroom, they hadn't heard about the gravity of climate change. Most told him they get their news from social media. To broaden their perspective, Young shows them a clip of the most recent gubernatorial debate. Scott Walker and Tony Evers were asked how they would mitigate for the effects of climate change.
I would bring back scientists to the Department of Natural Resources.
That's Democrat Tony Evers.
But in addition, as we move forward, renewable energy is part and parcel of any fight against climate change.
Incumbent Scott Walker, a Republican, says his vision for the environment includes maintaining Wisconsin's great natural resources.
Water, land, air, you name it. And that's important for our state. It's important for our children and our children's children. I've said for years one of the best ways to be green is to make green or save green, meaning if you can make things economically sustainable, you can make them environmentally sustainable as well.
Deanna McIntosh is a senior majoring in psychology. She says this elective course has been her introduction to climate change.
Learning how it ties into political issues and how, it affects my day-to-day life, but I never knew about it.
McIntosh is doing some soul searching because although the 21-year-old has voted in the past, she doesn't like politics.
I guess it's kind of a sensitive topic. Kind of goes off into well, I want this and I want that, but it never happens. Or it's just just a lot of disappointment. And then it just gets into well, I'm just only Democrat or I'm only Republican. So I want this person because I'm Democrat. It's not more so what the people need and not actually being what's good for our country.
Kalina Jones plans to vote Tuesday and says she'll be looking more closely at candidates as a result of this climate change course.
Today, for example, listening to that video, I probably would never have seen that. Because now I really am going to dive into that question, how is he going to look at the scientists and that sort of thing. So, and I kind of, and also with Scott Walker, there were some parts that I kind of was like, I want to know more about that. So I wrote them down, and I'm going to, before I go vote, going to learn about that.
Katie Roberts may be the exception among her classmates. She's a bit older, 34, and comes from a family that has always voted, although she says not always for the same candidates. Roberts says she's been sizing up where candidates stand on environmental issues long before this climate change class.
How do they handle the policies? How do they handle certain aspects, agriculture, economics? Social implications of it is very important to me because right now our world is really hurting. So what can they do?
Roberts believes the climate crisis cannot be solved in a single election cycle. It will require long-term comprehensive planning from elected officials at every level over years to come. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.